Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. There is so much to complain about, the bad economy, diminished nest eggs. Maybe you can't afford to get a haircut as often as you'd like. The list is long, but it may actually be good for you to just hold back a little bit on the venting of your problems. One reverend in Kansas City, Missouri, has made a movement out of it with wristband reminders, kind of like those Lance Armstrong Live Strong bands, but they're colored purple. And every time you catch yourself grousing, take it off and put it on the other wrist. The goal is to go 3 whole weeks without complaining or gossiping. I reported on this a year ago. I started out by talking to the wristband reverend himself, Will Bowen of Christ Church Unity in Kansas City. I asked if he gets a lot of people telling him it is really hard to stop kvetching.
I do, actually.
And apparently many people are trying to stop. Bowen says since he gave out 250 purple bands at his church one Sunday, it's become a worldwide phenomenon. He's been on Oprah, the Today Show, and he ships out 25,000 of these purple no complaining bracelets every week. Not to complain or anything, but what's the appeal? Why are people so taken with this?
The most important reason I found is that you actually become a happier person by not complaining.
I have to say, though, when I issue a good big old complaint, I feel a lot better.
The thing is, though, by expressing those things, you're not going to make them any better. You're just going to do what most people do when they complain, and that is you're actually looking for a way to connect with people.
So why is it hard to stop?
I think because it is habitual. It is sort of the default setting in our culture. It's sort of a low-level vibrational energy of way of connecting with other people.
I get that. I do. But it still seems a little out of my reach. And then it dawns on me. You are not Jewish.
No, I'm not. No, but I hear the word kvetch all the time, and also from my friends in England, whinge, so yes.
I mean, it really is sort of part of the Jewish culture to complain and kvetch. I mean, it's kind of, you can't avoid it.
People can avoid it, they just don't. You're right. I do get that it may be a cultural thing, not being Jewish, I don't know.
Hi, is that Madeline?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Nice
Michael?
To talk to you. Yes.
Nice to talk to you. Michael Wex is the author of Born to Kvetch. I caught up with him on his lunch break from jury duty in Toronto.
Yeah, it's been difficult.
Has it?
Well,
you're complaining already.
Yeah, I'm on jury duty. So just actually getting to a telephone has been an adventure.
Is that a kvetch?
Kind of. I mean, it's a fact, though. You know, the best ones you can't separate. You know, Judaism, and I think a lot of the rest of the world, works very much on this idea of if you don't find fault, nothing will ever change. You know, one of the reasons I think that you find this in Jewish culture was the terrible conditions under which people are living, or were living. You find this mirrored in a lot of minority cultures among people who really are oppressed by their neighbors. That kind of fetching is really all they've got. And I think it's a very important thing.
And let's point out that a lot of humor, a lot of Jewish humor anyway, is based around the kvetch. I mean, without the kvetch, there'd be nothing funny to talk about.
Well, again, you know, what defines funny is the disjunction between the way things are and the way things should be. Nice sunny day today. Yeah, you know, if you like to be blinded.
Michael Wex, the Reverend Will Bowen, and me on Complaining.